The method you choose now will allow you to make any final tweaks. If you are seeing less than stellar sleep due to your child needing your help to fall asleep, or if there are things you want to change along the way, like lengthening out those early morning wakings or having a visitor in your room in the middle of the night. When developing better sleep skills for our toddlers, we need to focus on what happens with your child once you leave the room. Associations like sleeping in their bed, them sleeping in yours, and/or rocking them until they fall asleep means that your child needs your help to fall asleep. If that association isn't there when they wake up in the middle of the night, they may have a hard time falling back to sleep without it. Maybe it's needing mom or dad in the room while they fall asleep, or a bottle of milk when they wake up. As they cycle out of sleep, what is known as the partial arousal zone, they may need help to get back into that next cycle. It's once we remove these associations where they start following into the next cycle on their own. In choosing a plan, you must be comfortable following it so you can be consistent. Consistency is key in introducing anything. You stuck to your bedtime routine consistently to show the series of steps before sleep. You didn't expect them to understand on the first night, but they will over time. It's the same with your method. Give yourself 7 to 10 days before changing or tweaking anything. For most parents, when they think of their level of comfort, they are really thinking about their toddler crying and what they will want to do. The good news is the crying does go away. The bad news is that the crying does happen, even with the gentlest of methods. It makes sense. You may be about to change things drastically, especially if you're rocking and feeding your toddler to sleep. The way they protest the change is to cry. It doesn't mean the change is bad, it just means it's change. You'll be changing how you respond to your toddler, and that may produce some tears. As adults, we know things have to change, but as parents, we don't want to hear our toddler cry. Sleep training is hard, I'm not going to lie, but it's why I created Goodnight Sleep Site, so that we can help and support parents through the sleep training process to get the healthy, restorative sleep that is at the end. You need to sit down with your partner and choose a plan and stick with it. We understand that it's easy to get worn down at 2 a.m. by your child begging you to come into their room. Having a plan before the night begins can help you stay on course. Whichever method you choose, stay strong and consistent. The 3 approved sleep training methods that we use at Goodnight Sleep Site is the waited out method, the pause and peak method, and the sit and settle method. In this audio lesson, I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of each method. If you are looking for a detailed plan of actions for these methods, including daily timing charts, modifications for toddler beds, and day-to-day detailed instructions for these methods, then please refer to the method lesson and you'll get all the detailed instructions there. Let's start with the waited out method. Hi, I'm Alana McGinn, founder of Goodnight Sleep Site, and this was just a small part of one of my audio lessons in my Do It At Your Own Pace sleep programs. All lessons in our online sleep programs have full audio lessons where I'm explaining each step of the way so that I'm able to come along with you throughout the process. It's an affordable solution for parents who want the plan, who want the exact schedules, methods, and solutions to help your child sleep better for your child's specific age. In this lesson of the Goodnight Toddler Sleep Guide, I go over in detail the 3 Goodnight approved methods we use and have been using with families since 2007. You can access full instructions for all 3 methods, waited out, pause and peak, and sit and settle, that you can download and print to review and follow easily. You can take the time to read through each method and step and choose the best sleep training method for you and your family. Also included in our DIY program is full written and audio instructions of all 4 key Goodnight Sleep tools, plus bonuses. For this full audio lesson and all audio lessons in this program, including your toddler sleep guide, click the link below to get started. I've been working with families to help their babies, toddlers, children, teens, and adults sleep better since 2007. I'm here to tell you that you're not alone in your sleep struggles. We've helped thousands of parents going through the same sleep issues as you are, and I tell you that to help you feel better in knowing that you're not alone. Reach out or find out more information at goodnightsleepsite.com.